Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D-Mace out today. Chase McCabe, we are live at Titans Camp, St. Thomas Sports Park. Lots to get to in the final hour, including getting back to the Ronald Acuna discussion and if baseball purists are the worst form of fans. Stay tuned for that. But right now, Chase McCabe, we have to stick to sports.
Let's see how smart the guys really are. No funny business. Stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
And it's brought to you by Decorating Den Interiors. Stick with the pros when you are ready to upgrade your home, office, or outdoor space. Request a complimentary appointment online, decoratingden.com. Chase is so excited for this segment, he was promoting it on Twitter, teasing potential topics.
Yes. We're going to lead it off. We're going to lead it off with the great noodle robbery of 2018. And
no!
Let me go ahead and tell you, I am not involved
That's
in this.
That's one slippery noodle.
Yes. Yes, it is. There is a suspect at large who stole nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. So there was a big rig truck in Fayette County, Georgia, that was parked at a Chevron store, and apparently somebody was really hungry and stole it. Now, the article calls this soup. Is it ramen noodles? That's not a soup, is it?
Or yeah, you're really watering down the definition of soup if you think ramen
well
noodles
done.
Is soup.
Wow. Well done. Also, if you hear true story, I believe because I was 18, I guess, when I went, but we went to Japan because my family lives over there. It is served cold.
Really?
Traditional ramen is served cold.
Interesting.
Yes.
I could do I
lived
eat a cold
off
noodle.
It for a year in college.
But here's one. Again, I have so many questions about this, but the first one that is, clearly this person didn't know that the truck was full of ramen, right? Like, you didn't steal a truck because you were hungry.
One would think.
If you were hungry, wouldn't you steal something else? I'd go to like a swanky farm and steal a bunch of like high priced lambs or ducks or cows or something like. That'd be more difficult, I assume, but
yeah,
why a truck of ramen?
Here's what I don't understand. So this says that the crime occurred between July 25th and August 1st. So the trailer was parked there for a while, and the owner of the truck says he estimated about $98,000 worth of ramen was on board. I mean, I'm with you, Braden. What are you going to do with that?
Well, is that too much for you, Chase?
Do you guys have to have like a ramen guy move? Like ramen that fell off the back of a truck? Like, you have to have a distributor, like a black market ramen distributor. You need to have to get rid of that. Also, it also tells you why you probably shouldn't eat ramen. They sit at gas stations for over a week at a time.
Mm-hmm. So
don't eat ramen out of a bag.
Let me ask you this, Chase. Have you ever committed noodle theft?
No. No, I buy
and
my
do we
own.
Have any alibi, any whereabouts on where the Hamburglar was last night?
The Hamburglar?
You talking about me or the actual couple weeks ago.
Or a couple weeks ago, I'm sorry.
This is a couple weeks ago.
No.
This is a weird story. Jeez. I feel uncomfortable.
This
right
is
now.
A perfect story for Stick to Sports.
It is.
Tremendous. I just want to know what a guy does with, because wasn't there a story about someone that stole like an entire truckload of condoms? And I'm like, well, how are you going to get rid of all those? Like, what are you going to go to, like, Rite Aid pharmacies and, like, try to sell them back to somebody? Like, what are you going to do? Like, how do you sell ramen to people on Craigslist?
What is your favorite?
$900,000 worth of ramen. I'll give you a discount.
All right, moving on.
Number two.
All right, so you guys will appreciate this because you both like to have a cold beverage every now and then. The Cleveland Browns have installed special beer fridges with Bud Light that will open when they win their first game. So it's a reward.
That is awesome.
It's a reward to Browns fans for putting up with failure for the last few years. Hugh Jackson went and jumped in a lake, but you get beer. If they win.
So they've gone 1-31 the last 2 years, and now they decide to put this in with Bud Light, you said?
Yes.
What was it? See, that's my question. I wish there was beer in there.
Sponsored by Bud Light.
There you go. Well, and again, listen, free beer is free beer, so I'm not going to complain about free beer. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a lot of fun for the fans to have that in your stadium. Like, hey, you make fun of yourself. It's a little self-deprecating, but, hey, you also do something good for them when they win. So all of a sudden the coolers unlock and everybody gets free beer. That's cool. I think that's a really cool creative idea. There was a bar in Orlando when UCF went 0-12. there was a bar in Orlando that would serve free beer during the games until they won a game. So that kind of stuff goes over very well with your fans.
Yeah, no, it does.
And that bar was packed.
Yep.
And look, now they're national champions. And they're
online.
Exactly.
Number three.
So, Nick, I need you to clarify something. What exactly is a jersey violation? Or what is not a jersey violation, I should say? Because you're always pointing out jersey fouls, whether you're at Publix or a game or golf course or Titans camp.
I'll give you one that's not a violation right now. There's a guy walking in right here at St. Thomas Sports Park, and he's got a Gerald McCoy Bucks jersey. Completely acceptable, good player,
but
still active.
But
there's no violation at all.
But he's a grown man in public wearing a jersey.
But he's at a football
training. Why is that a problem?
That's
completely acceptable.
So we've had this discussion. If you are a grown adult male and just adult, and you are not at a game, you should never wear a jersey of any kind.
Okay. Like if that guy got up this morning and went to Publix and wore that jersey before coming to camp or wasn't even coming to camp and was just literally going grocery shopping in a Gerald McCoy jersey, it's a violation.
You should not wear a jersey in public unless you're at a sporting event. Now this, I guess, technically counts if you're coming to watch your team. Also, he's a Bucks fan, so if he's traveled a long distance or he never gets to see his team or whatever because he lives here and he's in Titans territory, I'm going to let this one go because you've made the effort to come down here and watch your team practice. I'm cool with that.
I'm going to ask. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anything goes at the stadium, too. Like, if you want to paint your face or, you know, wear whatever jersey you want to or wear 13 items of the same team, like, I don't care. Whatever. You do whatever you want if you paid money to go to a stadium. But if you are getting up and going to dinner with your girlfriend on a Friday night wearing a professional sports jersey of another human being, that is a complete violation.
Although it is debatable. In 95-degree weather,
it looks terrible.
I don't think you should probably wear a jersey from the standpoint of you're going to be drenched. Like, if you want to be comfortable, you avoid the jersey in 95-degree weather.
The other one that drives me crazy is I see people with autographed jerseys, and they wear them out, and I'm like,
violation.
You're going to ruin it.
You're going to ruin the value.
Don't you want to protect the autograph?
Yes. Agreed.
Number four.
This will probably be the last one. But you guys, I'm sure, at some point in time, have invested money in something, hoping that it will grow. Well, Kobe Bryant put $6 million into Body Armor, which is an energy drink. And now, yesterday, the Coca-Cola company has basically bought it. And his 10% stake that cost him $6 million is now worth $200 million.
So the rich get richer.
Yes, basically. So
I drink Body Armor. I think it's tremendous.
So if you have $6, you get to make $200 million.
Yes,
is what I hear.
My question
so
is:
if you're rich,
what,
you get to make a lot of money in this
country.
What can
we pool our money in here on Morning Drive and invest in something and get rich?
Top Golf.
Is it
too late for that?
I think we've missed the boat there.
I think we did.
What
can we invest in?
Well, in this city, it's just dirt. You buy a piece of land.
Yes, property.
You buy a piece of land in the city, just wait 2 years and you'll have
made some money.
Let's
buy a parking lot downtown and charge $20 to park.
No, I don't want to be a part of the problem. I don't want to be a part of the problem.
Let's open up a noodle delivery service.
No,
I want to buy a parking.
I'll eat too much.
You'll cut into our profits.
That's true. Yeah. Parking, like, that's an epidemic. People buying parking lots and then charging exorbitant prices for people to park their cars, especially in a city where we've all voted to not be able to have public transportation. Like, come on. These parking lot people are criminals.
Stick to sports.
They're criminals.
And that'll do it for Stick to Sports. I actually have an idea for an investment that I don't believe has been invented.
Why would you tell anybody if you think this is true?
Well, we're going to talk about it and see if we should all go in.
Oh, off the air?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, no, this is off the air stuff.
Okay.
Sorry, Nashville.
Behind the scenes. All right. Sorry. But when we come back, who is the worst type of sports fan? We'll get into that next. It's Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.